Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are right at the end of the fifth parak, Daf Nun Amud Beis. And we, I'm going to finish up the fifth parak shortly. So, if you recall, we had a Mishnah on Mem Chesem and Aleph and Mem Chesem and Beis with a whole bunch of halachas, which the Gemara discussed. In the blot we've just had, the very end of the Mishnah had a variety of scenarios. Just to remind you, the Mishnah started, which is called Mishnah Yud Aleph. It was part of Halacha Ches, but it's Mishnah Yud Aleph in the Mishnayos. Okay, Torah min Admai al Admai, Umidmai al Avadai. All of those cases, right? If it was Dmai al Admai or Dmai al Abadai, Truma, the Truma was, let's say, a shame Truma, let's say Misafik. Yeah, you have to do something with it, similar to Truma. But Viyasa Viyitram, you'd have to take care of it again. Meaning, the thing you were Mafresh on was not Masukan at all. You had to take care of it again. Yachsar Viyitram, right? And the opposite case, min advade al admai, truma, that was considered truma after a fashion. The demai was taken care of. The demai is no longer demai. But the truma itself, because you don't know whether the demai was hulin or not, so the truma itself, it may not be truma. It may remain tevel, so you got to take care of the truma. The kohen cannot eat that truma. Okay, that's what the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara has a diak here. The Gemara says, when you talked about demai ala demai, you only talked about the thing that you wanted to be misaking, where that was taken care of. You didn't worry about the thing you took out, the truma. You didn't say, oh, you better take care of that truma, when you talked about Dmai al Dmai. So the Gemara said, but when you talked about Vadai al Dmai, then you said, oh, the truma you took out, you better take care of that truma. Don't give it to a Kohen. You gotta take care of that again and be misakin that again. So the Gemara asks, Kamada Seimramin al Vadai al Dmai, when you had a case of Vadai Tevel, that you were Mafresh al Dmai, truma, you said that had a din of truma, so the demai was taken care of, but the truma, you have to take care of again, that tevel that you took has to be musukan again. So the Gemara says, so why don't you have the same concern when you have demai al demai? Demai, remember, we don't know what the status is, right? So that may be chulin. If the truma you took it out of was tevel, and the demai that you're using is chulin, or is also, let's say, also tevel, right? Let's say, or the other way around. Sorry. If what you took out is tevel, but what you taken it from is chulin, then you should have a problem with the kohen not eating that truma. Now, just remind everybody, we are in Mesechtas Demai, right? And Mesechtas Demai, is there a problem with truma gedola? No. What the Gemara means here is a shorthand for truma. When it says truma, it means truma's miser. The truma we've been talking about, the whole masechta. But I'll call upon him, that truma's miser, right, it should be taken care of again. Just like the tevel al admai, you don't know exactly what that is, and you have to make sure that it's taken care of. So why don't you have to take care of the dmai al admai? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Rav Bun Bar Chiya b'shem Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak gives the following answers. I say meres sofek trumas meiser shel demai kis sofek dimua potter min hadmai. the suffix of Trumas Meiser Shel Dmai, which is the suffix that we're talking about, that has a din of Dimua. What is Dimua? Remember, Dimua is where Truma gets mixed in with Chulin. So everything in that admixture is a Suffolk Truma or a Suffolk Chulin. Is it a Suffolk Tevel? No. Truma and Chulin is a Suffolk Truma or a Suffolk Chulin. There's no Suffolk of Truma. There's no Suffolk of Tevel in Dimua. In Dimua, there's no Suffolk of Tevel. Right? So here, the Gemara wants you to really analyze what's going on here from Demai al Hadmai. What are we talking about? What we're talking about is, and you look at the footnote 4 is excellent here. What we're talking about is, at the most, because the Chachamim told you to take Demai, but it's not really Tevel, what you're talking about at most is a Suffolk. When you took that Demai, it's either Suffolk Truma, right? Because you've taken it out now, you were masaking the Demai, so what you've taken out is either Truma or it never needed to be. So it's Chulin. It's like Dimua. There's no Suffolk of Tevel in it. In other words, we're not talking about the Demai that you left over. When you start out with Demai, there's a rabbinic Tevel, yes. But now that you've taken Midmai, Allah Demai, what you're doing is, you've done what the Chachamim told you, you were masaking whatever Suffolk Tevel is, so you have either Truma that you've taken care of, meaning the Trumas Meiser, or you have what? Chulin, because it never needed to be taken. Okay, that's like Dimua. That kind of Suffolk is not the Suffolk that the Chacham were concerned with. We're not going to extend it, oh, and that's Demai also. Take care of that again. We're not going to do that. That's not how it works. The Chacham said, take care of this Demai. Take care of it. Oh, maybe you did it in a flawed way because you did it with Demai ala Demai. But we're not going to say, okay, oh, we're going to reinstitute the Suffolk as if it's Tevel. We're not going to do that. At the most, it's like Dimua. Once it's Dimua, it goes out of, it's Patim and Admai, that's not part of the thing. As opposed to what? As opposed to Vadai Al Hadmai, what's going on with the Vadai Tevel Al Admai? What's that a suffix of? That's a suffix of maybe Tevel, maybe Truma. Then you're talking about another thing. Okay. Tevel. A suffix of Tevel or Truma, you better take care of that. So the Mishnah says, take care of it. Min Advar al Admai. But Min Admai al Admai, it's at the most a suffix of either Truma or Chulin. Chacham said, okay, we're not gonna mess with you and make you do it again. Okay, Had Noloch Halakeach Min Ha Nachdom. Okay, we're starting Nun Aleph Amit Aleph. Which is the new Perek, Perek Shishi. Hamakabel Soda Mi Yisrael, Min HaNochri, Min HaKusi, Chaylek Lefneim. That's the halacha. Remember, that's the halacha. Okay, footnote number 3, footnote, not, what? We're going to get to that. It's a very, very important question. You're going to see it's built into this halacha, and that's the reason why these halachas are going to, they're constructed in a certain way. Sorry, footnote 1 and footnote 3, okay? This is very important, and we've seen this in, you know, so many contexts all over Shas, right? An Oros is a sharecropper. It's known as a sharecropper. So if Reuven is the Baal HaSada and Shimon is the Aris, Reuven tells Shimon, you work the field, let's say for and at the end of the harvest, you're going to get a third, you're going to get a quarter, whatever they make up, whatever the agreement is. but it depends on how much is harvested, okay? And it's at the end of the entire harvesting, it's at the end of the entire process, harvesting process, beyond the threshing floor, after meruach and everything, okay? So the Oris goes, he goes it from soup to nuts. He does the whole process. He figures out what did I make? I made so many lasachs or base cores or whatever it is, and I take a third. You take the other one, okay? And
normally the sharecropper gives a smaller percentage.
Yeah, I mean it's usually That's the deal. Yeah. However, what is a chocher? Guys, remember, a chocher is fixed amount. It's a lease. It's kind of a lease, right? And he says, no matter what I make, I'm going to pay you X amount, and I'll either pay it for you in money, or I can pay it in tefuah also. But it's going to be X amount no matter what, whether it makes a lot or it makes a little. Okay. And it's going to make a difference big time in the way these halachas are set up. So the first halacha is, if a person is an oris, a makabel here in the Mishnah means an oris. He's a sharecropper. He is not what our scroll translates as a tenant farmer. Okay? So the sharecropper, if whether it's from a Yisrael, whether the field is from a Nachri or a Kusi, it doesn't matter. Cholek lefneim, the sharecropper divides it one third, two thirds, and leaves it, and is not mechuyev in maisers. So what's going on over here? But MS, it makes total sense, because there is no chiyev. There should be no chiyev for him to be miser. The two thirds belongs to the balasada. The one third belongs to the aris. Okay, that's yours. That's mine. It's like a shutvis. No, there's no chiyev maisers over here. Okay? I'm sorry. What I told you was exactly the opposite. The sharecropper doesn't go through the whole process. I'm sorry. The sharecropper leaves it at the gorein, at the threshing floor. He doesn't go through the whole meruach and everything. Exactly. Sorry. So he leaves it. Cholek, he is mechalek the tvua lifneihem, in front of them on the gorein. Here's a third for me, here's two thirds for you, goodbye. So when does it become chayv and truma?
Meruach.
Meruach is meiser. Meruach is meiser. When does it become a chayv, mechuyev and truma? At the goren. So the Baal Bayis takes truma on his own thing. The Oris takes a truma on his own thing. And there's no question of trumas and meisers here. Okay?
You're saying that as a crop that turns ripe all at once, and then what about something like tomatoes where throughout 3 months it's constantly getting ripe?
No.
So you constantly have to take truma
off. Apparently, he doesn't speak this out, your question, but apparently what happens is the division doesn't happen all at once. It always happens when they take it into the threshing floor.
So they only do that one time?
No, maybe they do it
every week.
Whatever it is, but that's when the division happens. That's when the division happens, okay. when it comes to an aris. So therefore, he takes his and he takes his and fine. Okay? And no problem here. We're gonna go back to this, okay? Just hold it in mind. But remember, that's the halacha, right? Hachocher, however, the one who is a tenant farmer, who goes through the shapsi, the whole process, so he alone threshes. He alone is the thresher. The balasada doesn't get involved, right? He just takes his payment at the end, either in kind or in money, okay? So, Achocher Sodom Yisrael, Torei Benosamo. Since he, Be'emes, okay, here's, now we're getting to the lumpness of it. Be'emes, he also should not be chayev in being toreim, because it's not his. It's he's doing it for the Baal HaSada. Okay? And the Baal HaSada is gonna get, he's gonna pay the Baal HaSada, but it's the Baal HaSada's tefuah, right? But because he is there at the Gorem and he's seeing it through the whole process, okay? We are not going to, what's the name? We are gonna make him be Torem. However, not at his cost. It's gonna be at the Baal HaSada's cost. He has to do the Truma though. That's the key. He doesn't bear the cost of it. Okay? Exception to that rule, I'm Reb Yehuda. A Masai, the only time we say this halacha, that he's Torem and nice and light, not at his cost. If he was working a field and he paid him from that soda and from that, from the very, if he was doing wheat, he pays him with wheat, right? Or he's doing barley, pays him with barley. If he has another soda of tomatoes or barley and he's working a wheat soda, or within the same soda, he's working another one, another crop, and he pays him with the other crop. And here's a separate halacha, ma'aser minayis and lai. Here, he not only has to take truma, he has to take all trumas and ma'aseris, okay? And he has to take it out of his own cost. It's not net. It's gross. In other words, he has to pay the guy gross. He has to pay for it, the chocher, and he gives it to him. Why? Because we have a halacha, you're not allowed to pay off a chov with tevel. And this looks very, it's either looks or it is very close to paying his payment that he has to pay with the tevel if he is not ma'aser it. Okay? Now, why is it at his cost? If it just looks like that, let it be at the cost of the other person. Okay? Correct. Answers Rabbi Tejerstein. That's the reason. Because they had an upmach. They had an agreement. He deviated from this agreement. You deviated? You're going to pay it in a different way? That's on you. Okay? I, the Baal HaSada, do not have to mess with the nets and the grosses and everything. Okay? You have to fully pay me what you said, not net of Tumas and Maestris. That's on you. Okay? Because you deviated. And that's not Midrabanan. That may, in fact, be Midyaraisa, once you deviate from an agreement. Okay? And now the plot thickens. Mishnah Beis, on Nun Aleph Amid Beis, HaChocher Sodom in HaNochri. But if somebody is a tenant farmer and he's working the farm of a Nachri, of a guy in Eretz Israel, my servant nice and lai, then he has to bear the cost and he has to give Maisris. And this is apparently going according to the, right? This is according to the Shita that holds that Ein Kenyan, right? That the guy cannot be Mafkia, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So it's Chayav B'Maisris. But he himself, so really, he should perhaps, if it's Chayav B'Maisris.
Is he Chayav B'Maisris
only
because he had a
Quaker? No, we're talking about a guy. Right. Let me just check that. Yeah, I'm not actually. They don't get into that. This may be even if you're not, even if there's Ein Kenyan, even if there's they're not Mafkia, even if they are Mafkia, we don't care. You have to. You say you still have to give it, and the reason is here we're getting into the Daraisa of Loisichon Ein.
The Gemara says the opposite.
Well, the Gemara says the opposite. That
the Marafulda says, Kantu Chachamim.
Right.
Yesh Kinyan the Goy Beretz Yisrael.
Right.
And the
right, 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 exactly, exactly. Right,
knas,
right, right, exactly. That's I caught myself. Because this Knas, here we're getting into a different derisa. The derisa is what? Laisei Chonen, not the commonly, the one that we're always worried about, which is not, maybe not giving gifts, right? Here we're worried, Mamish Laisei Chonen, do not give them a Chaniya be Eretz Yisrael. And we're worried, if you have this kind of arrangement, it's going to encourage you to do this, and we don't want you to do this because it's going to be at a cost of Trumas and Maestras. We don't want the Yid to be a chocher for a guy in Eretz Yisrael. So what's going to happen? Yidden are going to not want to enter into this arrangement. And because they don't want to enter this arrangement, the guy is gonna relent. He's not gonna have people working for him, and he is gonna sell it to a yid. That's what the chacham. This is a disincentive that we're trying to create for goyim owning land in Eretz Yisrael. They're not gonna find chokhrim. Now, how about arisim? Right? I said we're gonna circle back. Right? The original halacha was a makabel sada min anochri min akusi cholek b'lipneim. So why can you be cholek? Because there, we didn't want to go so far. We didn't want to go that far that the Eretz Yisrael would be completely not cultivated. In other words, if a guy is going to be stubborn and say, I am not selling, I'm just going to let, and I can't find a chocher, and I can't find an oris, I'm just going to let the sada go fallow and not work it. That we really don't want. So that trumps that. That's
people don't have food.
People don't have food, or whatever other. We don't want Eretz Yisrael to go uncultivated. So on account of that, we at least wanted to have this, which is apparently less shkiach, right? It's apparently leshchia, right? It says there, since they usually would not contract with sharecroppers, goyim don't work with oris arrangements. They work with chocher arrangements, apparently. So we left that intact, okay? So that is a sheet of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, once we're talking about disincentives, that we try to disincentivize goyim from owning and yidden from working from goyim, right? That was the halacha we just had. Rabbi Yehuda says, I have another halacha like that. Af hamakabel stay avoyis ben agoy ma'aser ben oisim lai. We also have, if we have a scenario where a guy, by force or maybe not by force, got a hold of a farm from a yid, from his ancestral land, but he kept the yid working on it, said, you can keep on working on it, but I own it now. We're going to make that yid also give maestris because we want to make it so expensive for the yid to work the land. So he actually thinks, you know, saying, once I'm doing this, I'm going to go back, buy it back from the guy. We want to disincentivize that arrangement and incentivize the arrangement of the yid, taking it back from the guy. Okay? That is the Mishnah. So, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zudir Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. These are the words, this is a sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Aval divrei chachamim, the chachamim don't hold this. Remember, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel made a difference between what? A chocher and an oris. He said that a chocher has to give all the maestras. But an oris that can just be cholak lefneim doesn't have to do anything. But the chachamim say, mi Yisrael cholak, taka, if the oris is a from a Yisrael, he could be cholak lefneim, he doesn't have to do anything. But min a goy, even an oris from a goy, he is not going to be lenient, and he says toreim, he has to be toreim. He has to be toreim because again we want to disincentivize goyim owning. And we have a brice like this. And we're not goyres choicher. We're goyres mekabel. I'm a kabel sada min hagoy. Toreim and isim loy. He has to set true mom rib. Shimon Gamliel. Shimon Gamliel says to him, one thing. Moim yis agoy azeshaloy. List from pay rice up. What if this guy does not want to be toreim? How can you? If you're an oris of a guy, right? If you're an oris and you give it to him at the threshing floor and he doesn't want to do it, how can you make him do it? Right? You can't make him do it. Ain't a rishoy. You're not allowed to take something else from him. You have to, in front of the guy, you cannot take truma. And just very quickly, it doesn't make sense, really, because the reason is, ain't chavin lo adon shalai b'fanav. Usually you could take truma for somebody. Because Zachan Lana Shal Bafanov, here a guy is not chayiv in trumas, he can eat it without trumas, so you have no right to do it. It's going to be at the yid's expense. Remember, whenever you say tirem, it's going to be, so it's not really chavin, but it looks like chavin. You can't force that situation. That's what Rabbi Gershom Gamliel said. Once we got into this thing, that it seemed that a guy, right, that what a guy tells a Jew to do, Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Mishem, Rabbi Yanai. So this is more we know from Kedushin. Atem, we're not shlichas. Atem, right? Kein terimu gam atem trumas Hashem. Gam atem, l'rabba shlichachem. You can use a shliach to do your truma. Mo atem b'nei bris, just like your shliach is, just like your yidden, av shlichachem b'nei bris, your shluchim also have to be yidden. So and it says, atem leisim shliach, and this in the same way, You can make a shliach. Ein agoy ois a shliach, but a goy cannot appoint a shliach, right, to take truma. Now this is really interesting. Before you leave, Dr. Cooper, you realize that if a goy does take truma, even if he's not chayv to take truma, that truma is real. Remember, did you guys know that? If a goy takes truma, even without a shliach, that's real truma.
His own truma.
His own truma. So Rabbi Yasa Svar Meimar, I'm just going to finish. Rabbi Yasa Svar Meimar, in a guy is Shlich Biad Achal Chaveray. So Rabbi Yasa thinks this means to say, okay, a guy can appoint another guy, Habi Yisrael Isa, but he can appoint a Jew on Rabbi Zeru Mina. What do you mean? From this very drasha, you smash exactly opposite. Atamai Shlich. We said. You can make a shliach b'loy b'Yisrael. Weren't we talking about making a shliach Yisrael? Or the chabasa in a goy as a shliach. When we said a goy can't make a shliach, then also a filo b'Yisrael. A goy cannot even appoint Yisrael. Also, Rav Yishia. So Rav Yishia asked them, how can you say that? We have a mafurish mishnah like Rav Yasa that a goy can make a shliach Yisrael. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, we just said about a Oris that works for a guy not having to take truma. Mo amir sa guy shle yisrael ain't a tyrim. Didn't Rabbi Yishim Gamliel says, well, if a guy doesn't want to take truma, you can't make him do it. What's the mashmos from there? But if the guy does want to, he can appoint you. It's beforeish in the Mishnah that the guy can appoint. So on nun beis amid aleph, I'm rabba b'may ma'ayadav, not a raya. That we're talking about. Rav Shimon Gamliel means if the guy is standing in the goren and actually directing you to do it, that's not shlichas. That's not shlichas. That's him doing it. And I was thinking just myself, l'chaira, it has to be the guy can only make truma, take truma, either if the tvua is not mukshel kabel tuma, because a guy is considered tuma, the tome, right? Unless he goes to the mikvah maybe before, right? So it's either that or if he's directing the Maman al Yadai is the case where even if it is Moshe Lekabel Tuma, he's telling him to do it. Ishkayach.
Good D.E. food complicated, huh? Okay, good.
Thank you very much. Did you make a recording?